What are some of the other clinical research trials that you're involved with, or papers that you might be writing now, or data that you're putting together recently?
We are currently have already finished a draft of the importance of HER2 new status in premenopausal receptor-positive patients. And I have presented those data in St. Gallen 2 years ago. And what we found was the overall survival of those patients overexpressing HER2-new affects the overall survival in a very negative way. So the difference between patients who have tumors not overexpressing HER2-new and overexpressing HER2-new is roughly absolute 25%. Median follow-up of this trial is 8 years. All premenopausal receptor positive. And what we found was this was especially true for patients on Solodex plus Norvodex, this difference. So obviously, those patients who are overexpressing HER2-new are resistant to endocrine treatment. Not so much, obviously, for chemotherapy, although it was results from our randomized trial between CMF, what we have published 2 years ago in the JCO, 6 times CMF versus tamoxifen and goserelin. So these are 600 patients with retrospective analysis of the tumor blocks of the HER2-new overexpression. And I think this is especially young patients, very young patients, with a very poor prognosis, and it's necessary to take new therapeutic steps, probably to treat all the patients with a taxane and taxane-containing regimen and include also HER2-new for those patients.
What about aromatase inhibitors?
This is what we are doing in our trial. In trial 12, we have 1,400 patients, and we'll see whether or not those patients are benefiting from the combination of goserelin and arimidex. We don't know that currently.